Blog Talk Radio.
Roll it.
This is All About Wine, the talk show dedicated to the wine industry since 2009. Featuring winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is just trying to educate people and trying to make wine less confusing and more friendly.
From coast to coast and around the world.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that.
Post your questions and comments during the live show on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/allaboutwineBTR. Again, that's www.facebook.com/allaboutwineBTR. And now, All About Wine is on. Here's Ron.
Muppets. All right.
And there we are.
Another episode of the famous or near famous or whatever, All About Wine.
Yeah.
So
we could be famous.
We might be.
Well known.
Well known.
Maybe not famous, but
well known. Yeah. I was looking today to some emails, and one of them guided me to a guy who has a wine blog. And we were talking almost a year ago about doing an exchange thing where I come on his and he comes on mine. And he was talking, well, maybe we can do a joint thing, you know, at the same time and just do it. And I said, yeah, that'll work for me because we do it live, you know. But oh, he wasn't thrilled with that at all. You know, he just he's one of those that does some editing. I said, yeah, okay. So, and so that was a year ago, and I haven't heard from him. But I went on, I was watching his, and I was watching some other wine blogs, and it was, you know, I mean, we all are good. We all have information to throw out there. This one guy I was watching, though, was a name dropper. You know, back when I had so-and-so on the show, and we were talking about, and you go, and then, you know, a little bit later, so-and-so was on the show, and we talked about it, and he kept dropping names of these people that was been on the show. And I don't know if that's supposed to be impressive or what, but I've had a lot of big names on this show too. And I've had a lot of wineries on the show, and I've had a lot of that stuff. And you know, the only reason I bring them up again is like, well, 3 weeks ago, help me out. I can't think of his name right now. What is his name? How to Drink Australian Wines. Jonathan Ross. Jonathan Ross. It just, yeah. You know, now, you know, I'll bring his name up again because I'm going to promote his book a couple more times here. How to Drink Australian Wine is the name of the book. And it's Murdoch Books. Here, I've got it here. Murdoch Books is a printer. And it's a really an interesting book. It's got some beautiful pictures in it and all that. I am going to order a hard copy. When I booked them, they sent me a link to a text spreadsheet of the book. And I've been going through it and reading and all that. But I'll tell you what, really interesting. If you are at all interested in Australian wines and the regions and all that stuff, this book is well worth it. He's does a great job at putting the thing together. And he's got some fantastic photography. He didn't do it, but he's got some fantastic photography and maps of the different regions and stuff like that. And he really does a very, very good job at explaining Australia. It's just really, I can't say enough about it. He does a fantastic job on it. So if you're at all interested in Australian wines, this is really a great book. It is, goes into the different areas and tells about how they evolve and all that. And Australian history is not like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. It's fairly recent compared to Europe and even Africa and a lot of these other places. This is a fairly new growing area. So check it out. It's called, what is it called? Let me get back up the top. I want to be sure I give you the right name. Go to the top. How to Drink Australian, an Essential Modern Wine Book. And that is the name of it. And it's I don't know how much it cost. What did I do? I just hit the wrong button and I wiped it out. I did. I got to load it up again here. Crap. So, but I do highly recommend it. It is definitely well worth the effort to get it. And it's available on Amazon, and it's available directly from Jonathan. You can do that. He has it available. So there's all sorts of ways you can get the book. So do it. And I'm reading another book now. We're going to have a guest on in January called The Wine List. And this is really interesting. Goes through and has little one-page stories about different years. And it really is interesting the way he's got this set up and the way it's working. So that guest will be coming up in January. And we also have a guest next week, too. So it's quite a bit. I'm sorry. I was sitting here looking at something, trying to find something that I can't find, and that's making me mad now. I'm going to have to go into something else to find it, and it's going to take time to do it, and I can't do that. Well, I'll have to do that. That makes me mad when I do that stuff. So, check that out. We've got a lot of authors that have been on the show and people who have things that they're promoting in wine. I guess we need to, Mike, get something up on the Facebook page of these authors that we have and the ones that are selling books or e-books or stuff like that. We really need to get something up on the Facebook page of all of these people. I mean, go back. We've got some that go back a couple years that we can pick up and throw up there too and do that. I just thought of that, but that we can have ourselves a – I don't know how it works on the Facebook page or even on our web page.
Mm-hmm.
There. Something else you can do with all of your free time. since you can't find, these books, authors and stuff like that, and set up something either on Facebook or on our webpage or something.
Okay.
And see if we can do that. Every time we have a new author on, we can pop them in to that and have the information there. Like Joy Neighbor, she's got a couple of books we can promote for her. And I can't think of his name. He's been on 2 or 3 times with us, but I can't think of his name. But he's got books out. But, yeah. Jim Lachlan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you said Jim, it dawned on me, Jim Lachlan. So, it's just a thought that occurred to me. It might be something that we can do to help these people in there, get them exposure. So, this next week, what do we got coming up for mini holidays this next week? We don't have any really, but tomorrow is Forget Me Not Day, which, you know, people that you haven't seen in a while, grab yourself a bottle of wine, go over and visit them. Say, hey, here's something that we can talk about and do that. That's tomorrow, the 10th. The 11th is Singles Day. And it's observed in China. It's a Chinese observation, which encourages singles to themselves to luxuries for a day, singles. And they're trying to adopt it in the United States here. It's been going on for a couple of times, couple years now. So if you are single and listen to this, treat yourself to a good bottle of wine. There you go. That's a good way to do it. I mean, hey, why not? Sunday the 12th, International Tongue Twister Day. Do we need to say more? Monday the 13th, World Kindness Day. World Kindness, not the United States. World Kindness. Just like Tongue Twister International. Boy, these things all over the world. I never realized. Wednesday, or Tuesday, National Spicy Guacamole Day. I'm not a big guacamole fan. You know, I'll have it, but not something I look forward to. It's good to have on sandwiches or pizza, tacos or something. But, and the 15th, next Wednesday, America Recycles Day, National Recycle Day, which we all should be doing anyway with the stuff that we can recycle, but they have to pick a special day for it. November is Diabetes Awareness Month. If you are diabetic, watch your A1Cs. Wine will bring up the A1C, but not a lot. I have used myself for tests, and I am diabetic also. Actually, I'm on insulin diabetic, and I have taken a bottle of wine and started out at about 11 o'clock in the morning, pour myself a glass. I actually do my blood test before, pour myself a glass. After an hour, do another blood test. And another hour later, do a blood test. I have another glass of wine, and I progress this throughout the day until the evening. Didn't go anywhere, just drinking wine and doing blood tests. And surprisingly, it only from the beginning of the morning until the time I finished in the evening, it only went up about 20 points, 20 to 22 points. Which really isn't bad. You know, if you're diabetic, you know what I'm talking about. Started out at about 105 and ended up about 130, somewhere around there. So it doesn't raise your sugars real high. Keep in mind that wine might not have sugar in it, but alcohol metabolizes into the sugars and metabolizes itself into sugars. So you're still getting sugars from the alcohol. So, you know, white wine would tend to be a little bit better if you want to look at it that way. But red wine's still good. I had red wine in my experiment. I did another one with white wine, but I didn't follow up on it all the way through. It stopped it halfway through, so I don't talk about that. But the one with red wine, it was surprisingly low blood sugars the time I finished it. So, National Diabetes Month is November. Then we've got Military Family Month, National Peanut Butter Lovers Month, National Pomegranate Month, National Raisin Bread Month. I like raisin bread with the icing on top. I don't see that much anymore. That icing was always my favorite. Raisin bread is good, but the icing just made it extra special. It's also National Roasting Month, which makes sense because it's Thanksgiving, and what do we do with the turkey but roast it? Native American Heritage Month is this month. I'm surprised they didn't put that number one. That would be important, I would think. And Spinach and Squash Month. So there's other reasons to celebrate with wine, all those different things. And if you've got Native American blood in you, then that's an even better reason to celebrate with wine. So that's what we got coming up here. Next week we have a guest, Ikemi. I think that's how it's pronounced, Ikemi Foundation. So she'll tell us what that's all about and what's going on with that and everything. We don't have a guest tonight. We had a guest last week. We had one scheduled for last week, and I was looking through my emails, and I found him, and there was no notes from him or anything, and so we had another guest. So, next week we do.
I do have one more. I didn't hear this one, but Saturday, this coming Saturday, November 11th, is a federal holiday in the United States observed annually on the day for honoring military veterans of the United States Armed Forces who were under conditions other than dishonorable. Armistice Day or Veterans Day this Saturday. I was typing stuff out and I go, did he mention Veterans Day? I don't know.
Anyway,
Veterans Day. It's a federal holiday. There's no mail. There's no, have the day off. It's going to be on a Saturday. It's going to be, hopefully the weather's going to be good where you can enjoy things.
Nice. Celebrating Veterans Day on Friday?
No.
Banks and government and all that?
I know some banks are closed tomorrow. That's Friday. Don't know if most banks, credit unions, including some of the big names, will be closed on the actual day of the holiday on November 11th. Federal courts and non-essential federal officers will also be closed. Offices will also be closed. Restaurants and stores will mostly remain open, of course.
Yeah. They do all the time now anyway. Yeah.
But they will be offering their deals to veterans. So you'll find out what's happening this year and take advantage of it by all means, please.
Thank you. I was going to mention Veterans Day and I just...
I heard it and I go, okay, I know he mentioned Saturday, but I forgot what was on Saturday.
It wasn't on Veterans Day.
Make sure we get on there. Back to the program.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Veterans Day coming up Saturday. And if you are a veteran, thank you for your service. And, definitely. One thing I noticed, a lot of veterans are thankful for their service and they don't know how to respond to it. I am a veteran and I have found that a good response to the comment, thank you for your service, is thank you for your support or thank you for caring or something along that line. It's a simple, easy respond to it. And it actually shows the people who thank you for your service that you do appreciate it. And they feel good about the fact that they did thank you. So just something as simple as thank you for your support or, thank you for caring or something like that is a big step in the right direction. I've been using that now for a few years, and it's really a good way to do it. So, Veterans Day. And if you are a veteran or you are married to a veteran, there are all sorts of free meals out there for veterans and all bunches of stuff. Denny's all around the country. I think tomorrow is giving a Grand Slam breakfast. I don't think they're doing it Saturday because Saturdays are usually pretty busy anyway. So I think they're doing it tomorrow. And there's a lot of places that are doing all sorts of different specials for Veterans Day that normally don't do it. There's places like Home Depot and Lowe's that give you a 10% discount anyway if you're a veteran. But there's a lot of places that are doing specials right now on just for Veterans Day. Great Clips is doing haircuts or a coupon for a haircut within 30 days because gets really crowded on Veterans Day. They try to spread it out that way. But there's lots of things going on for veterans on Veterans Day. And if you're not a veteran, thank the businesses for thinking of the veterans. It's really a nice thing to do. Thank them for thinking of the veterans and showing them that you do appreciate their support of the veterans also. So, there you go. I get off the soapbox now, I guess. We have Wines of the Year picked out by Wine Spectator. Number 7 was just revealed. 8 and 7 was just revealed. Let's see if I can find them here. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm already a member. I don't want to join that, okay? Wow, they even have a list of 35 years of the top 100. Boy, I bet that would be a long site. Okay, here we go. Number 10 is Greywack Sauvignon Blanc, Marlborough, Australia, 2022, score of 95, and they've imported 10,000 cases, so you should be able to find it here in the country. It should be pretty easy. Issue date was October 15th of this year, so it's rather new. $23 suggested retail price. So I give you the prices. I'm just wondering, and people never email me and tell me thanks and all that, which, you know, I understand, because I don't whenever people ask for stuff like that either, and I really should. But I give prices. I give prices on wines and all that. And I was talking to the cigar guys last night, Craig and Mike and Cap, and they were talking about doing yet another type of blog, and I said, are you going to give the prices? And they said, no. I said, well, why wouldn't you? And they said, because they can go up or down, or different stores will have a little bit higher, a little bit lower than other stores. I said, but couldn't you give a range or something? I said, people would want to know that, I think. And the same thing with wine. I tell you the price of $23 on a bottle that suggested retail price is $23. And if you walk in the store and you find it for $25, that's not going to, I don't think, upset you a lot. Or if you find it for $21, you think you're getting a deal. So, but if you think about it, or if you are so inclined, let me know if giving prices of wine, because I always do. I mean, I'll open up a bottle of wine, have a wine with the show here, and I'll try to tell you how much it costs, just to let you know. But this, let me know what you think about prices. If you're so inclined to send me a quick email, I would appreciate it. So, here we go. Greywack, Greywacke. Sauvignon Blanc is number 10 on this year's list. 10,000 cases imported, so it should be pretty easy to find them somewhere. Number 9. This is from Willamette Valley. It's a 2021 Pinot Noir. 1,870 cases were made, so they should be pretty available. Score of 94, and it is suggested price of $40. Actually, for Willamette Pinot Noir, that is really a pretty decent price. So, again, Renaissance, Resonance. I think that's pronounced Resonance. Resonance. But Resonance from Willamette Valley Pinot Noir. Number 8 is from Pulau 2020, Chateau Pichon-Baron, 97 was the score, 12,404 cases, a price, a staggering to me, $165. Whoa, I mean, that tends to be a little steep for most people's budgets. But, you know, if you, and it's only number 8 on the list, yeah. So, if you're so inclined, $165. And I think this is a, excuse me, a blend. Okay, here we go. Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot blend. So it's, I don't know the percentage. It doesn't say in this, but Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot blend, which is really pretty decent blend. So, and number 7 is Antinori Chianti Classico. It's Chianti Classico Marseille Antinori Reserva 2020 vintage. 95 score. 5,000 cases were imported. Imported. Well, I guess means to the United States. 5,000 cases were imported. $50 for a bottle of that. And this is a blend of Sangiovese, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot. Should be pretty good. Chiantis, Chianti Classicos tend to be really good. They got so many regulations on them, they better be. Number 6, Dunn, D-U-N-N Vineyards, Cabernet Sauvignon, Howell Mountain, 2019. 3,750 cases made, score of 96, $175. You know, that's what they do. It's from the Vacan Mayacamas Mountains, Napa Valley. So, special designation, highly recommended. So, there it is. Cabernet Sauvignon from Howell Mountain. And number 5, I'm going to destroy this name. I know I am. It's from southern Italy, Mastroberardino, Mastroberardino, Mastroberardino. It's a Taurasi Radicchi Reserva. And again, T-A-U-R-A-S-I, then Radicchi, R-A-D-I-C-I, and Reserva, 2016. 833 cases. That might be a little bit harder to find, I would think. Score of 95, $73, which we think, wow, what a deal. But, you know, it's still $73. That was number 5. Number 4 is a Rayen, Pinot Noir, Sonoma Coast Royal St. Robert Cuvée. That's quite a name there. It's a 2021 vintage. 2,075 cases were made. Score of 95. And it's only $70. Yeah, okay. Beautifully defined pinpoint damson plum, mulberry, and blood orange notes. Yeah, okay. You know, just make up stuff, people. Mouth-watering through the lengthy, unadorned finish, which relies on tension and... Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We all know what that means, don't we? Yeah, sure. That's why they say it. I am one, if you have not discovered over the years yet, that think that when they start doing these tasting notes and they start saying stuff like that, you're going, huh, what? I mean, it relies on tension and purity. Okay, now, okay, I won't get into it anymore. It just... to me a little bit ridiculous. Number three, drum roll, blah, blah, blah. Number three is the Chateau Lynch Vagesse is Pulac 2020, score 96, 20,000 cases made. Wow. Is $137. Let's see, there's christening it a classic quality wine. Lynch Vagesse has long been beloved in the U.S. and has been affectionately nicknamed Lunch Bags within some English-speaking wine circles. Vagesse, okay. Tasting notes, let's see if this one can beat the other one. Show subtle savory and cedar hints that stay in the background as the iron note pierces through the fruit on the finish. Almost approachable for the fruit, but wait if you can. Okay, there we go. Isn't that exciting descriptions? I read descriptions just so I can get a chuckle and try to figure out what they really mean. I like to keep it simple. You know, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. But as the iron note pierces through the fruit on the finish. Iron note. Okay, but here we go. Pulac 2020 Chateau Lynch Vagesse, $137. Number two on Wine Spectator's top 10 list for 2020 is Occidental, the Pinot Noir West Sonoma Coast Freestone Occidental 2021. 4,000 cases were made. 94 is the score, a little low compared to some of the others. Price $65, which isn't really too bad. I mean, if it's as good as the position says here, then that's really not a bad price. The bottling primes with pure blackberry and black cherry fruit, enlivened by a light, savory note, underlying mineral edge, adds subtle tension throughout. Yeah, I get subtle tension in my wine if it's got a mineral edge. And the tasting notes boast blackberry and plum fruit enlivened by light savory thread, while anise and iris notes add range through the sleek, tangy finish. Shows a nice underlying mineral edge, which adds subtle tension throughout. Okay. Most of the people I think I'm talking to out there that are the listeners of the show aren't ones that are going to get excited by those types of descriptions. They will tend to like more down-to-earth, straightforward ones. So there you go. And number one, is not revealed until tomorrow, Friday, November the 10th. So next week I will let you know what Wine Spectator picked as the number one wine for 2022 after going through their top nine. Are there minus the number one? So Wine Spectator, if you subscribe to Wine Spectator, you do have access to their website, and you can check all this out there, too. And if you don't subscribe to Wine Spectator, you can subscribe to the website and do it that way, too. I think they let you subscribe to the website. And right now, if you go on the website, Wine Spectator is offering two free issues if you subscribe, which is a pretty good deal. So there you go. I'm not trying to promote Wine Spectator. I get it because I enjoy the articles in it and stuff like that. And they have different things on there. Some of the stuff I think is over the top, silly. Well, whatever. So there you go. There's your top 10 or top 9 of the 10 wines. Let's see. All right, that's not. See, this goes. I've got these wine spectators come in all the way for the past week, and they've been announcing different ones every day. It started on the 7th and it went right straight through. So let me take care of this so I won't get it confused with other stuff. And we will leave that one there. And we are set. Okay. So there's your top 10. I want to tell you now, too. Thanksgiving coming up a week, 2 weeks from today. I won't be able to talk too much about next week. We have a guest, and I usually just try to concentrate on the guest when we have one on. 2 weeks from today, Thanksgiving. What are you going to drink with Thanksgiving dinner? I know you're going to drink wine because that's why you listen to the show. If you were a beer drinker or a hard liquor drinker, not too likely would you be listening to All About Wine, but we do cover other stuff besides just wine, so there's always that possibility. But what are you going to have? What are you going to have with your turkey? Now, this is a dilemma that is present in a lot of cooking, how you prepare it. Are you going to prepare this turkey in the oven or in a deep fryer or... I mean, there's all sorts of ways you can prepare the turkey. So what are you going to do with it? And how you do it is going to make a difference on what wine. But let's just go back to the basics, okay? Let's go back to just a baked turkey that's going to be in the oven for a few hours, and you're going to pull it out, and you're going to go, wow, this is great. What wine should we have with it? I might suggest not a Cabernet Sauvignon, but I might suggest something along the lines of possibly a Barbera. Now, they do have California Barberas that are available on the shelf, but a lot of your Barberas are from Italy. So get a Barbera, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Barbera, and that should go very well with your turkey. You can also try a Carmenere. And I say Carmenere. Carmeneres tend to be a little bit lighter, are a little bit heavier, and a little peppery undertones. But a lot of the Carmeneres in the under $20 range, under $17, tend to be a little bit lighter and fruitier. And that's why I think a Carmenere might go well with your turkey. You can also go white if you're so inclined. And the Chardonnay, a good oaky Chardonnay, would be, I think, quite good with the turkey. You know, I mean, with a bird, you usually do go white, depending on how it's prepared. But do a Barbera or a Carmenere. Barbera's domestic and Italy. Carmenere is, I think, Chile is the only place you can get it. I don't think they are making enough now in any other country that you're going to find it anywhere. But Chile does import Carmenere to us. There's, you know, five or six importers of Carmenere also. C-A-R-M-E-N-E-R-E with a little above the last E, Carmenere. The Chardonnay, you can go a little bit oaky on the Chardonnay, which will hold up well against the turkey, depends on how you make it. And the rest of the food on the table, too. When I say turkey, you're looking at, that's only like, what, one-tenth of your plate full of food? A lot of other stuff on there, too. So since it does cover... since your meal is more than just turkey, the Chardonnay would hold up well with the other foods and all that. So try Chardonnay. When you get to dessert, and most people go, but if you do decide to have dessert, try a, well, pumpkin pie obviously is going to be. Try a sparkling wine with it, a cava, a champagne, which is going to be a little bit more expensive, but a cava is always good. Prosecco. There's lots of nice sparkling wines that will go well with your dessert for Thanksgiving. So try those things. Try something else. And if you're so inclined, get yourself a dry sparkling wine with your turkey dinner. I think go well. I'm picturing it, and I think a drier bubbly with turkey dinner would be very pleasant. It's a festive occasion anyway, and most people think of a sparkling wine as festive, so why not? I'm always telling you to try to diversify a little bit with your sparkling wines, and it's not just for special occasions. Well, here you go. This is semi-special occasion that gives you something to pop open that sparkling wine. So do that for Thanksgiving. Whiskey Festival. I mentioned this before, but I was talking about Wine Spectator. Their Whiskey Festival is coming up on, where's the date here? Oh, here it is. New York is November 9th. And Las Vegas is December the 2nd. And so these are, if you are into whiskey, these are really, they can get rather expensive. But boy, I'll tell you what, you're going to be tasting some whiskeys that you would never taste. And with that price, you'd say, oh, I'm actually getting by with some decent whiskeys here at a decent price. So Whiskey Fest is coming up. If you're around Las Vegas or New York, then those out. Italy had a lot of moisture on their harvest this year, but they were able to harvest, and so they should not have a bad year or a bad harvest because they were able to get most of the stuff in. The rains came, and when the rains came, it really caused a problem with them. Food and Wines Festival. The Grand Tasting. Going to be Sunday, December the 10th from 2 to 6 at the Palm Beach County Convention Center. You can taste over 60 wines rated 90 plus points by Wine Spectator. And you have fine dining. This goes on. The Grand Tasting is going to be Sunday, but the whole event starts Thursday with events and stuff like that and seminars and things going on for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then Sunday is the Grand Tasting. Palm Beach, the convention center in Palm Beach County, which is a pretty big place. I've been there before and worked it back when I was a photographer for things. But they have a who's who list of wines and restaurants that's going to be at it. So, and again, this is one of those that's going to cost some money. I'm not sure how much early bird pricing. Mike, would you check that out for me? It's pbfoodwinefest.com. As in Palm Beach, PB Food Wine Fest.
Mm-hmm. Wine Dining Sunshine, December 7th through the 10th. And let's see, portion of the proceeds to benefit Ernie Els, Els for Autism. And, I remember this. I looked this up before. This had some pretty big names in there from CB and Robert Irving. Yeah. Irvine, Duff Goldman, probably know him from TV. There's quite a few, I don't know what you call them, A-listers?
A-listers, anyway, there you go.
On the red carpet. Let's see, I am looking for ticket prices, schedule sponsors. Anyway, talk amongst yourselves. I'm sure it's here somewhere. And yeah. Buy tickets. Okay. Yeah, this was the one I had looked up. They start at around $275 per person for these specific events. This is for Thursday, but they have where you will be. It's like an evening with Robert Irving or Irvine. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but they're hosting it themselves. And there's a walk around tasting and different events. There's dinner at Flory's for $275. Who else? Let's see. The other days, $275. Friday. Friday, there's a couple that are under $200. Yeah, a few of those, and a bunch of them are sold out already. So it's best to check the website. Like Friday, there's only two available events out of about nine events that are available. So seven events are already sold out. Saturday, there's two events that are available. Everything else is sold out. and then, yeah, the last day there's one out of three. The Grand Tasting is available, and it is $135 per person for early bird. Well, it's already gone, so it's $195 per person after September 30th. So it's $195 now. So that's the Grand Tasting, and that is on Sunday, December. So
that's from 2 to 6. PM. Yeah, that's only four hours long, but they get all sorts of wineries and all sorts of restaurants and everything on that thing. That's... You got to make up your mind how many wineries you're going to try to visit or how much food you're going to try to eat from good restaurants. I mean, it's just
a lot of events are already sold out, but check out the website and plan to be there. It's a big event.
It is a big event. Yeah, they do this every year. 16 years, it says here, they've been doing this. So, a good deal, good thanks. But that's coming up on December the 10th, which isn't that far away. We're less than a month. So there you go. Thank you, Mike, for checking that out for me. Okay, now what else I was going to talk about here? Met a couple guys on the golf course. Last week. I haven't played golf this week. Oh, I was going to tell you. Jeez. My headphones just fell off. Okay, now we're ready. I was going to tell you, my engineer wife had back surgery Monday, and it went well. She's recovering, in pain, but it went well. So it has necessitated me to be home taking care of my mother-in-law, and now that she's home taking care of her. So because of that, I haven't played golf. But last week, I did, and I played golf with these two guys. We all matched up together. Not by necessity, just that it's always fun to play with someone. They said, you want to play? And I go, sure. And so they all, each individual did. But one guy was from Alaska and one guy was from Rhode Island. And we were asking what we did for a living, and the guy from Rhode Island was a UPS driver. And the guy from Alaska was a hunting guide and fishing guide. And I said, I do a Blog Talk radio show on wine. And so that immediately piqued their interest. And they asked questions that normally people ask who are not knowledgeable of wine. And always, what is your favorite wine? And I said, well, that's a loaded question. It could be, it depends on the situation, depends on the food, depends on whatever. I said, if I had to pick one, it'd be a good Carmenere, or maybe a good Barbera out of Italy, or a late harvest that's from Canada. I can go down to the list depending on what mood I'm in. And they said something that I've heard many times from people, and I wanted to address this tonight. They said, well, we wouldn't know the difference between a good wine and a bad wine. And I've heard people mention that a lot. And I was thinking about it then and then a little bit earlier today, and I want to address it on the radio show. Basically, yes, you will. You can tell the difference. If you're so used to buying wines that cost $15, give or take a couple of dollars, if you're used to buying wines that cost $15 and someone hands you a bottle of wine that's double that, around $30, $32, you're going to tell the difference. And it's not a question of you're going to tell the difference. It's a question of you will tell the difference. And a good comparison, I think, and I've always used, is a hamburger. You can go and get yourself a cheap McDonald's hamburger. What are they now? $1.25, I think. I remember when they were. I remember when they were 15 cents. But they're $1.25 now. You can get a hamburger and bite into it. Now, that's a hamburger. Or you can go somewhere and Outback or, Five Guys even or something like that. In-N-Out Burger. I think those are all over the place too. And you can get one of those burgers. And you go, wow, this is really a good burger. But it's just a hamburger, just like McDonald's hamburger. It's a hamburger. But you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference because of the quality of the meat. You can tell the difference because of how they cooked it. You can tell the difference between the two hamburgers. And you can tell the difference between the two wines. It might be subtle on some of the stuff. It might be subtle differences that you have to look for. When you get a bottle of wine that costs $15 and one that costs $25, there's going to be differences there. But you're going to have to look for some of them. But they are there, and you can tell the difference. Don't discredit your palate. Don't discredit your abilities. You can tell the difference. And you're so used to buying wine that costs $15. And that's what you get used to. But the next time you buy a bottle of wine, get away from that $15. I refer to it as your default wine. Get away from that $15 and immediately go over and pick up one that costs $30 or around there. Now you're saying, oh, I can buy two bottles for that. Yeah, you can. But the difference is phenomenal. You really can tell the difference. It is noticeable. And so jump in and get one that's a little bit more expensive and give it a try. And I'm not saying every wine you buy should be in this price range. That's not feasible. But out of the next 10, make it 2, possibly 3 in that price range. And you will be able to tell the difference. It's the quality is there, and it's going to be some of the tastes are going to be subtle. The aftertaste is going to be subtle, but you will be able to tell the difference. So do that, and treat yourself to it, and really be able to see the difference and all. So I'm wanted to address that, especially after they asked me about it. I haven't talked about some different wineries too. Ennery River. Ennery River is located in South Carolina. South Carolina? Yeah, South Carolina, Newberry. Phone number 803-276-2855. They have all sorts of stuff coming up in winter. They have a Unpack the Porch, which is returning through November 19th. What, two more weeks? Wow, that's all. The Time Pirates and Jackson and Truluck performs. And then they have karaoke on the 17th and Black Friday weekend, 11/24 and 11/25. And holiday caricature, workshop and wine tasting December the 2nd, and a paint party coming up December the 8th. All sorts of stuff happening at Henry River Winery, along with a whole bunch of different wines that they have. So if you are traveling over the next month, check them out. They are at 1650-1650 Dusty Road in Newberry, South Carolina. And they're 803-276-2855. Always forget to tell you about Henry River and any other wineries, because I start talking to people and we get away from it. Bonterra Organic Estates, they're having an early Black Friday sale with up to 50% off of cans. We've talked about cans, nothing wrong with it. They also have a Bonterra Bubbles in on-the-go cans. You can buy that and save 50%, which is a good deal. And they said choose your favorite November graze board for a chance to win $10,000 in cash prizes. I don't know what that's all about, but check out their website and you can see it. It is Bonterra.com, I believe is all it is. Bonterra, B-O-N-T-E-R-R-A, Bonterra.com. And they're located in Hopland, California, at 12901 Old River Road in Hopland, California. Bonterra Organic Estates. That might be their web address, Bonterra Organic Estates. I don't see it here. I don't know.
I'm on Bonterra.com. And that's
Bonterra.com.
All the lines and everything. Yep, that's showing everything. Yeah. So.
Okay, good.
It's good.
So it's not Organic Estates, just Bonterra.com. So there you go, out in California. Organic, though, I'm sure they would love to talk to you about organic and what they're doing and all that. People who do that stuff are very excited about telling people about what they do and everything. So they're located in California, though, Terra. They have stuff going on all the time there also. And let's see, do we have another one? I thought we did. Let me see. I thought I saw one earlier. Oh, this is what I was going to tell you. Virginia Wine. Actually, we need to get back and start talking to some wineries in Virginia. That's where we stopped when we were going around the country talking to wineries. We've been doing a lot of other stuff since then. But Virginia Wine, they have Charlottesville wins Wine Region of the Year from the 2023 Wine Enthusiast Wine Star Awards. That's pretty exciting. Texas has won it, and a place in November. It's jumped around the country, but pretty good recognition. Charlottesville, Virginia. The award highlights the remarkable achievements in the wine industry and honors Charlottesville's exceptional quality, innovation, and commitment to producing world-class wines. And it says Charlottesville brings home this award after being nominated alongside notable wine-producing regions across the globe, including Italy's Lambrusco, France's Provence, and Prosecco, South Africa's Swartland, and Australia's Victoria. So Charlottesville won. That is quite a thing there. So Virginia Wines, they got stuff going on there throughout the winter. I don't think any of them really closed down until the winter. You can visit Virginia Cideries. There's a whole bunch of cideries. And you can also get a tasting pass for $22.50. And you purchase for $22.50 and receive four $10 vouchers. to redeem at your chosen cidery. So, wow, it's like 20 and you're getting $40 more on it. What a deal. Go to the cidery. So if you're into cider, Virginia cider is got quite a deal there. So do that. Let's see. The time of celebration, November 10th to the 19th. Cider lovers everywhere to dive into the world of Virginia cider, which is, starts tomorrow. Wow. We're on top of that one this time, aren't we? So there you go. We are done for this week. We do have a guest next week, so be sure to tune in. It's going to be who did I say it was? I said it was going to be Izzy.
Ikimi.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Ikini. You know, something like that. So, yeah, how to pronounce the name? Yeah. So. You know, how do you pronounce your name? You know, then it'll probably sound completely different than what we're saying. So, excuse me. Next week we have a guest, and the following week Thanksgiving, and we will not be potting. Potting, is that a word? We're not beyond on Thanksgiving, and then the following week, I think we might have a guest the following week. I'm not sure yet, but. That's what's coming up. So we're done for this week.
Very cool. Thank you all very much. Have a great weekend and a great week ahead. And we will talk to you all live next Thursday on the archives whenever you get a chance. And a
couple of things.
And
if you see a veteran, thank the veteran, especially this Saturday, Veterans Day. And I almost forgot. In fact, I was going to mention it three or four times. I've been listening to you all day today while I was doing stuff. Flightlineradio.com. That's Mike's.
Flightlineradio.
Yeah, well, I was going through all these emails. I was one of some list to, so I turned you on, so I listened to it. But flightlineradio.com, Mike is live on Saturdays from 10 to noon. And then at noon on Saturdays, he broadcasts a first and 15th episode from...
That's Wednesday.
Oh, that's Wednesday. That's right. This Saturday is the repeat of All About Wine. Oh, okay.
We'll hear this show this coming Saturday. What we're listening to now.
Yeah, what you're listening to now will be on again. Yeah. So, you know, I got that. On Wednesdays is a broadcast a 7
first
and 15, 7 of the first and 15th episode. So, but Mike is on in a decent hour now. He's on from 10 to noon on Saturdays. So we can we can listen to him. So.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Don't forget to register for a free car for Christmas. I'm just kidding.
Where do I register? Yeah. Where do I register?
All we need is the car, and all we need is the registration. So
that's right. And all we need is all the taxes paid, and we'll give you a car.
We'll give you a car. That's right. Yeah. Better yet, give us your car, and we'll give it back to you as a prize.
Yeah.
Woo,
there you go. Fun. There you go. Yeah. We'll put a bow on.
Congratulations, winner.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron. For show information, links to all...
I can't hear it.
There we go. I accidentally hit the button. My buttons are all mixed up here. Anyway, then I thought, how come the video's not even on my screen? Is it still playing? No. All right. No. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening.
About Wine on Twitter and Facebook, or to be a guest on the show, visit the show website at www.allaboutwinebtr.com. Archived shows are available for download on iTunes or on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly, and we'll see you next time on All About Wine.
Was way off. I didn't even have the. All right. Turn that off. Okay. Well, I didn't even have a... Go in the green room.
All right.